Our next speaker is Helen Vernier, religious studies major from Boulder, Colorado. Helen.
Hello, everyone. Congratulations on graduating from Lewis and Clark College before the apocalypse. As many of us learned in popular courses like Apocalyptic Imagination with Professor Kugler and the E&D Understanding How We Understand the Maya with Professor Galati, we may very well see the end this year. And then won't the stress of the college experience seem like a big waste of time? All this worldly knowledge just in time for the world to end. But on the bright side, any debt incurred won't have to be paid back, so that's a weight off my mind. The end of the world has been on our minds for a while. We've discussed our plans for the event of a zombie apocalypse and digested the likelihood of a robot apocalypse while gnawing in the bone all these years. And here we are, at the end of our college careers. And unless the floor is about to split open and swallow us all, we've made it through. But maybe it is. The floor is splitting open and thrusting us into a future we thought we'd never reach. And the strange world that speeds towards us, inviting us to take part, is why we've been working so hard. Our education has taken us to far-flung places and on unimaginable adventures. This room has some pretty impressive translating power. We speak Spanish, French, Japanese, Chinese, Italian, Moroccan, Arabic, German, Russian, and a babble of other languages. We've gained an international perspective at Lewis and Clark through books we've found in the WATSEC, international friends we've made in the res halls, overseas programs we've participated in, and even everyday experiences. I've woken up to the call to prayer from a Moroccan minaret, bargained for a fair price on apricots, ridden through the Sahara on a camel, and through the city streets of Marrakesh on a public bus. And we've each experienced similar amazing things. I started getting ready for college in third grade when my teacher, Ms. Hopewell, told me that I would make a great lobbyist. As an 8-year-old, I was sadly ignorant to the job description of a lobbyist, but I readily embraced this idea as part of my identity. All it took for that freckled little girl to dedicate herself to this career path was someone's firm belief in her abilities. I wanted to achieve this future that Ms. Hopewell saw as a potential for me, partly just because someone I admired had confidence in my ability to realize it. Throughout life, we've each had parents, guardians, mentors, managers, counselors, teachers, and our professors encouraging us and eliciting the best from us. My inspiration changed over time from lobbyist to environmental engineer to ambassador to global conflict resolution specialist, but the drive remained. No matter the occupation I dream about, I know I want to have a big impact on this world of ours. Lewis and Clark cultivated this in me and provided us all with opportunities to explore and discover our potential and our passions. This school has challenged us to become more effective people, and I say we've risen to the occasion. Now, I haven't planned the next step. I know many of you have plans for the coming year or years, strategies by which to accomplish your goals. I also know that many of you, like me, haven't. Whichever group you're a part of, don't worry. Be at ease. Have no apprehension about graduating, because we have the skills, the ambition, the passion, and the appetite for life. We have all we need to be successful in this world. Just because we're leaving Lewis and Clark doesn't mean we're in the clear. Now we've got to save the world. That is our charge. And who better to do it than the class of 2012?